Colorado's unemployment ticked up this month to match the national average of 8.3%. It's another sign the economy isn't bouncing back quite as fast as people hoped. For food banks serving Colorado, it means demand for services is up while donations are down. Bob O'Connor is the executive director of the Weld Food Bank. Now, how have these factors impacted Northern Colorado?
Even a year before it became official that we were in a recession, we saw a number of people working 1 to 2 part-time jobs so they can keep their income alive. At the end of the month, even those who are working and have income and that are underemployed, their income is not taking them to the point where they can continue to buy their food for the entire month and yet pay their electrical bills and pay their rent or whatever else they have to pay.
I imagine some of your clients are finding themselves at the food bank for the very first time.
We had over 2,300 people last year who had never used the food bank in their life. And you can just see it when they walk in. They're not comfortable even asking for help. There's no question about it. But, you know, what we do is we work to make sure everybody feels very comfortable. We are working to get people back on their feet very short periods of time. We don't want people having to lose their homes and their cars. And so if we can be of any assistance keeping people with food on their table through a very difficult time of their life, that's what we're there for. And we encourage people who are in that position to come and see us.
I'm wondering what the impact of this prolonged recession is on your operations, especially around non-holidays when giving tends to be down.
Our food levels are shrinking, and during the summer, this time of the year, generally donations are in decline anyway. This year, they're declining even further. We've done some major food drives since April and May, and usually that extends out until October and November when we start our major holiday food drives. And I will tell you, great certainty, none of that is in the building anymore. What we're having to do is purchase some of that stuff to replenish it.
Unfortunately, at the same time as this recession, people's charitable giving has been stretched by a number of events this summer, you know, namely wildfires. Mm-hmm. How is that affecting donations?
We've been fortunate. We have a very good base of supporters, and our donations, both food and financial, have been pretty stable. The more difficult aspect is the food is going out that much quicker. So even though we're maintaining, it's being stretched, and what we normally had brought in the past is not sufficient to keep us at the levels we're currently at.
Another thing that's been going on, you know, this summer is the drought, and I'm wondering what impact this has, if any, on the World Food Bank.
Last year, 31% of our distribution was fresh produce. That was 2.2 million pounds of fresh produce that went out to people who are struggling financially, and they are not in a position to be buying that in the store because we know it's expensive. So we already know this year from speaking to our farmers that they have had to plant less. We normally do a wonderful gleaning project with some of the kids and the service groups in the area, and we go down and glean corn.
Yeah.
That's already been canceled because the corn, it has not grown to the level that they want it to, and they just don't have enough of it to let us come down and do it.
Well, people who want to help have a fun way to do it this weekend. Come out to Tuna Fish and Peanut Butter this Sunday, enjoy a great concert, and bring donations of food or cash. Now, is there a donation that you prefer?
You know, we can do a lot more with cash, to be honest, but we don't try to push anybody in any one direction, whatever you're comfortable with. When we get a cash donation, we're saying that $1, we can serve 6 meals, and that's accurate. But we can also target the type of food that we need. You know, if we get X amount of cans of beans and we still need vegetables, we still have to go out and get vegetables. But if your inclination is to go to the grocery store, we're looking for tuna fish and peanut butter and cereal and all of those staples that when you open your pantry, you see it that some people don't have right now. So if you can come out to Tuna Fish and Peanut Butter and donate either cash and or food, it is going to be put to great use, and you'll be helping your fellow neighbors, that's for sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Erin.
That's Bob O'Connor, Executive Director of the Weld Food Bank. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.
Hello, everybody. I'm Big Ben Morganfield, and I'll be at the Hammond Amphitheater in Loveland today at 2 p.m. for KUNC's 26th Annual Tuna Fish and Peanut Butter Concert, a benefit for Northern Colorado Food Banks, co-sponsored by Associates in Family Medicine and Home State Bank. For more information, head to KUNC.org.